Track 4 and more news stories. The neighbourhood police are to use e-bikes. Neighbourhood police in Newton Abbott could soon be zipping about on e-bikes after a successful pilot project. Devon and Cornwall police are now rolling the scheme out to other areas with the aim of boosting neighbourhood engagement. The pilot was initially launched in Cornwall and supported by Cornwall Council and the Council's antisocial behaviour officers. There are now 39 e-bikes in use. Superintendent Ian Thompson said, "The Electric Bikes Initiative is boosting the ability of our neighbourhood teams to engage with and be visible in their communities, whilst allowing them to be in places that do not always have a police presence. In turn, this is taking the pressure off our vehicle fleet and allowing us to be less reliant on cars and reduce our carbon footprint." The feedback from officers is extremely positive, who realise the benefits of faster, quieter patrols and the well-being benefits of being active and outside. "We are expanding the fleet of electric bikes to other areas of the force and hope soon that all neighbourhood teams in Devon and Cornwall will have access to them for the use within their normal duties. Currently, there are 89 neighbourhood officers and PCSOs who have been trained so far, with opportunities to train more officers in the coming months. In just one day, one officer covered 71 kilometres using an e-bike and received positive feedback from the community. Work is underway to purchase additional e-bikes and deploy them to more sites."
Double shout for rescue team. Volunteers from Ashburton's Dartmoor Search and Rescue Team had a busy start to the bank holiday weekend with two call-outs on the same day. On Saturday, the team were tasked to assist the South Western Ambulance Service with an individual who had dislocated a shoulder whilst wild swimming in the pool at Haytor Quarry. A spokesperson for the team said, "Our team members stretchered the individual from the pool to our Land Rover, where they were then transported to a waiting ambulance at the road head. The team involved in this incident stood down at 3:30 p.m. While the team were deploying to the quarry casualty, two members assisted the ambulance service with a young male who had fallen from a tree at Park near Buffy Tracy. Although assessed as not being seriously hurt, he was recovered to a waiting ambulance on a stretcher by a combined SWASFT Dartmoor Search and Rescue Ashburton team, then taken to hospital as a precaution. 17 rescue volunteers were involved in both incidents. The Search and Rescue Team are a charity with more than 50 volunteers on call 24/7 dedicated to assisting the emergency services with the search and rescue of the lost, missing, injured and vulnerable, including those with dementia, mental health illnesses and children. Without volunteer search and rescue teams, the emergency services would not have the resources to devote to the search and rescue of missing or injured loved ones."
Village homes bid rejected. Plans for three new homes on the outskirts of Denbury have been turned down. Officers advised Teignbridge Council's planning committee to approve the proposal, but they decided it was of no benefit to the village. Councillors were considering an application to knock down a holiday chalet used for Airbnb letting at Pumps Acre just off Greenhill Lane. In its place, the applicant wanted to build up to three properties. A report said the application should be agreed subject to conditions, but Councillor Jackie Hook said, "I'm struggling to see the public benefit of this. There is harm caused and I feel no public benefit." Local objector John Noakes said, "Speculative breaches planning guidelines. It is surplus to requirements and does nothing to meet the local need." Councillor Hook went on, "I don't go along with saying any housing is housing we need. Our policies are about achieving development in the right place, and Denbury is not the right place for this."
farmers' market to celebrate Tin Mouth anniversary. A seaside farmers market will reach its 10th anniversary at the end of August and is inviting everyone to the celebrations. Tynmouth Farmers Market will hand out free birthday cupcakes to shoppers in Tynmouth Triangle on Saturday, August the 31st, to mark a decade since it first started. Deputy Mayor Chloe Myers will lead a rousing round of happy birthday at 11 a.m. before handing out the cakes, which have been made by regular stallholder Pattercake, as well as a certified gluten-free cakes from Tilly's Gluten Free. Traditionally, a 10th anniversary sees the exchanging of gifts made from tin or aluminium, symbolising durability and flexibility. This is something all farmers are adept at, particularly considering the growing conditions and our weather, said Tynmouth Farmers Market Chair David Lamble. Here's to another 10 years of supporting delicious local foods and the environment, he added. Tynmouth Farmers Market takes place between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. every last Saturday of the month, and all produce comes from within 30 miles of Tynmouth and is sold by the people that produce it.
Teddy Bear's Picnic raises cash for replacement bus. A low-key raffle held at an event to thank the work of charity volunteers and supporter has raised almost £2,000. Dawlish Community Transport held a Teddy Bear's Picnic with guests of honour, our organisation's mascot, Travelling Ted. After a difficult year in which an arson attack destroyed several of the charity's vehicles, office manager Sally Preston wanted to thank the volunteers who had worked to support the organisation. Travelling Ted has become an iconic figure for the charity, which provides transport and trips to those in need in Dawlish and surrounding area. He has his own travel passport, rucksack, camera, and specially knitted outfits, and is a regular on the minibus day trips, welcoming guests on board. Dawlish Celebrates Carnival Committee offered the charity the marquee, which was on the lawn, to use for an afternoon. Sally said she jumped at the chance of a celebration to which Ted and his fellow Teddies were invited. Sally said, "We couldn't have achieved this without the wonderful, amazing and fantastic people who gave their time to make this happen for our passengers and volunteers. We laughed, sang and celebrated and drew our raffle. We raised just over £1,800. The money will be used towards replacing one of the vehicles lost in the arson. More than 80 people enjoyed the afternoon, most travelling in the charity's vehicles. Guests at the event enjoyed music from Maddie and the Chaps and the Back Beach Boys and prepared picnic boxes while singing along to the tunes."
Car fire on A38. A car fire saw the A38 closed in one direction on Bank Holiday Monday. Fire control received several 999 calls reporting a car on fire near Chudley yesterday, Monday, August the 26th. Two fire engines were sent and on arrival confirmed this car was well alight. Both southbound carriages were closed temporarily while crews extinguished the fire using two breathing apparatus and one hose reel jet.